For KUAR News, I'm Malcolm Glover. A recent financial donation to Arkansas's oldest and largest psychiatric treatment facility for adolescents is expected to help clients lead stable lives. Youth Home is a private nonprofit psychiatric treatment center for emotionally troubled young people. A $75,000 donation to the organization has enabled officials to buy vans and make other facility upgrades. David Napier is Youth Home's executive director.
For the agency, it's a wonderful resource for us to be able to do some of the things we desperately need to do and have had to put off. Transportation's a critical issue for us. When the young lady talked about what they use the van for, she mentioned outings, but they use it every day during the school year for transportation to their school and back. So it's been a real blessing to us as an agency to be able to provide new transportation.
Phoebe and Dan Miller III made the donation to Youth Home, citing the organization's 46-year record of helping teens with emotional problems become healthy and productive members of society.
The girls are so appreciative, and that makes it all worthwhile, too. To me, I've never been one that wants to send flowers for memorials that are going to die on somebody's gravesite. I would much rather send a gift to someplace like Youth Home, where they can really put it to work, and I feel like they get a lot more bang for the buck.
That's Phoebe Miller. Her husband Dan says he believes it's important to look after the needs of young people. Dan Miller admits that he's pleased Youth Home is making a place where children can live comfortably in society. He became emotional when some of the young residents thanked him for the gift.
You know, when you hear kids speak from the heart like that, it kind of, you tear up a little bit. And I'm glad they're pleased and they're happy. I hope it makes a difference in the way things function around here and they get a kick out of it. And it'll be a lot of fun.
Chrissy Chatham is the organization's development director. She says the donation ensures that the children of Youth Home have two new vans that will take them on recreational outings and to important doctor's visits and court hearings.
We have kids from all four corners of the state and everywhere in between in our residential program. And these kids need help not just for themselves, but for their families too, and for the communities that they're going back to. Our kids have problems in school, and so they come to us and their problems are dealt with and they're given the tools to go back to their home school and to their home communities and be strong people and grow up and help in their own communities also.
Chatham says the Millers have given small financial gifts to the organization in the past, and we're able to make this one-time significant contribution that will have a positive impact on Youth Home residents for the next decade. Youth Home's main campus is in Little Rock, but it offers specialized programs for over 1,600 children and families across the state. In Little Rock, I'm Malcolm Glover.